Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week we talked about rights and how sometimes exercising my right doesn't mean I'm always going to be doing what is right. This week is Independence Day, 4th of July weekend. And so I thought I would take a minute and talk a little bit about sort of independence, American history a little bit, and then tie that into some of the things that we've been talking about related to change and things like that. If you were to ask most Americans to sort of give an overview of American history, early American history, I think it would go something like this. The Mayflower kind of chucked across the ocean. Eventually it hits Plymouth Rock. Pilgrims fall out of the Mayflower. They have Thanksgiving. And then not too shortly thereafter, they start screaming about they want independence. Next thing you know, the United States is born. And I have to confess, I would say that probably for the bulk of my life, that's sort of how I sort of in my mind kind of envisioned that early American history went, right? It didn't really sort of dawn on me that the colonists arrived in, you know, the early 1600s, but we didn't actually get independence until the late 1700s, right? Which leaves roughly 150 years that we were British colonies. But I think a lot of people, myself included, don't really think about that. I mean, I think we know it. I think we were taught it in school. But when we sort of conceptualize sort of the timeline of history, I think we sort of skip that part. Last summer, I was going through Philadelphia, and I went to Independence Hall, and I went to some of these other places, and they talked about the Revolutionary War and all these sort of things. And one of the things that struck me was that not everybody who was a colonist actually wanted to break away from Britain. That there was a fair amount of colonists who wanted things to stay the same. And actually, things kind of broke down into three kind of groups. The first group were patriots, and there were maybe like 30 to 40% of those, depending on how you break it down. The next group were loyalists, and that was like 20 to 25%. And those were people who wanted to stay connected to Britain. And then the other group tended to be about 35 to 45% were called neutrals, fence sitters, people who didn't really want to be involved. They might have had feelings towards changing. They might have had feelings towards staying the same. But their predominant feeling was they just wanted to maintain the status quo. And so I started thinking about that. Three groups of people. One wants to change. One wants to stay the same. And the other group basically kind of goes whichever way the wind blows on any given moment. But mainly, they just want to stay out of it. And what dawned on me was that in a lot of ways, I think this mirrors the approach that people take towards change. That there's roughly a third of us, maybe more, that wants to change. There's roughly a third of us, maybe less, that doesn't want to change. And then there's sort of basically whatever's left, a third or more, that kind of wants to stay out of it, that just sort of is going to go whichever way the wind is blowing that day. And so what I started thinking was, how does this apply to change? If a third of me wants to change and a third of me doesn't want to change, how do we sort of break the stalemate? Because truthfully, there are arguments on both sides. People like to think that the people who were loyalists were just kind of a group of idiots who didn't think through their positions and just wanted to be slaves to Britain forever. That's not true. They actually had arguments for why they wanted to remain colonies, right? It wasn't just because. Like, they had thought out arguments. Sometimes it was even biblically based, that the Bible says that you should follow the laws of the land. And if Britain established the laws of the land, then it's actually anti-biblical to rebel against the government. And so it wasn't that just people had no good reason. They just wanted to stay the same. People did have reasons. They had reasons why they didn't want to change, and people had reasons why they did want to change. And again, to me, I think this mirrors people. And so maybe for us, I think it's worth reminding ourselves that there are usually arguments on both sides, right? Arguments for change usually are things like, I'm not getting what I want out of life, that the goals I'm setting, I'm not able to achieve, that the happiness that I desire is sort of eluding me, right? Another reason people might argue for change is I don't feel good about the way I'm being treated. Maybe I don't like the relationship I have with other people, either because of the way they're treating me or because of the way we're treating each other. But that there's something in my relationships, in my interactions with other people I don't like. And another reason why I think people argue for change, because they desire more control in their life. They feel like things are out of control, or they feel like circumstances keep getting away from them. And if they make certain changes, then things are going to be more in control of their life. I think these were the arguments that were made kind of loosely by the colonists, that they weren't getting what they want, that they weren't being treated the way they want, and that they weren't in control of their own lives. And I think those are the arguments that people often make when they're advocating for change. On the other hand, I think there are arguments that people make when they want things to stay the same. And I think one of those is fear of what happens if we change. If we leave Britain, what do these new colonies, states, look like for us? If we make changes, what are my life going to look like? And another thing that I think makes us more reluctant to change is a fear that change is going to cause everything else to fall apart. If I'm generally happy in my life, I'm generally happy in my marriage, or if I'm generally happy with my kids, but I'm not happy with my job, then one of the things that's going to sort of argue against me changing jobs is that if I change jobs, it's going to mess up everything else that I'm actually happy with. And I get a new job and now I can't spend as much time with my kids. Or I get a new job and now my wife and I are fighting about the hours I have to work. And so one of the arguments against change is that if I change this one piece, everything else that I do like is going to change. Again, I think this was arguments that people were making to stay as a British colony. I think it's an argument that people make in their personal lives with regards to change. But for me, on this Independence Day, I think the questions come down to this. Where do your loyalties lie? What is it you're actually trying to achieve? What is the goal we're trying to work towards? And then, what are the arguments for changing it? And what are the arguments against changing it? The other consideration, in addition to sort of the arguments for change or the arguments against change, is where do I fall on this scale? Am I a patriot who's advocating for change no matter what, and I'm going to push through and make the changes I need to make in my life no matter what? Or am I a loyalist, somebody who just wants to maintain the status quo in my life? I don't want to rock the boat too much because I'm afraid that any change might be a little bit step too far. Or, more likely, am I a neutral? Am I somebody who goes, you know what, yeah, there's probably some good things I could do to change and make my life better. There are some reasons why I might not want to do that. But mainly and mostly, I'm just not going to do anything. It's just easier that way. I can stay uninvolved, keep my hands clean. And so maybe my approach to change is I'm just not going to do anything. I'll just wait until one side becomes so compelling that I sort of have no choice but to join it. Either the side that advocates for change or the side that advocates for staying for the same. At some point, I'll just wait until whatever argument gets loudest, and that's what I'm going to go for. But this isn't what we want. We don't want to be bouncing around, questioning our loyalties, waiting for an argument to become so large that we finally make some change. We want to begin thinking about what it is we want. What do we want our personal lives, our personal country to look like? And then what changes are we willing to make to achieve that? Said a different way, what are the things that are keeping you from being independent or feeling independent in your life? And what are you willing to change to allow yourself to feel more control and to feel happier with the life you live? That's what I want for you on this Independence Day. That's what I want for you on every other day of the year. So let's question our loyalties, question the things we're working for, and set a plan to begin achieving all the things that we want. Let's not sit on the fence and wait until somebody makes a decision for us. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into the Fix. If you happen to be in Pittsburgh, I have a private pay practice in Sewickley. Information for that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.